Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Aleph, Chulin 31a, pagination is 61. Masnisin, just below midway on the page, the new Mishnah. Nafla sakin v'shochta, if the knife fell and did a good shechita. Afapi shechta kedarka, even though it shecht appropriately, psula. It's going to be pasul shene'emar, because the pasuk says v'zavachta v'ochalta, you should shecht and you should eat masha'ata zoveyachata ochel, only that which you invest with your strength is going to be a good shechita, and that's what you can eat, but what happens on its own is not considered a good shechita. Now, this sounds like it's being very strict. The knife fell, and it's not a good shechita. I don't mean very strict, but it sounds like it's coming across to tell you what's not going to work. But what happens is, when you tell me the outer parameters, and therefore what doesn't work, you're actually saying that things until that point in logic were still okay. Says the Gemara, Taima de Nafla, it's because it fell on its own, this knife, and did a shechita. Hahipila hu kishera. But if he was the one to cause it to fall, he threw it. Va'afa gav de lo machavin, even without kavana for shechita, it would be good. And that's an astounding ruling, which is in fact true. If you can get a shechita to be kosher, in other words, it cut at the appropriate pace without pressure, it did not embed itself underneath the skin, it shecht in the right spot of the neck, etc., it would be kosher. We probably in our time would not have the confidence that it did it correctly, and we have so many minhagim and standards that it wouldn't work, but according to true knowledge of halacha, the fact that you did not intend it for shechita is not the problem. It's just a question of heichi timtza, to try to find a good shechita, even though there was no intent. Which opens up the question for us, why would the Gemara discuss such a seemingly far-fetched, absurd case of getting a kosher shechita without intent? And the answer, of course, is because we want to delve to the very essence of shechita, and understand what is required here, because if in some generation you come up with the possibility of human strength without human kavana, will it be a good shechita? And that's the bicycle shechita that we've been describing periodically as we proceed through the Masechta, where you wire it to a human strength, but there's no real intent as the knife does the cutting. That could be kosher if we would work out the details. Asks the Gemara Mantana, who is this opinion? De lo bo'inan kavana l'shchita, who does not require kavana for shchita. Amar Rava Reb Nosson, Rava says it's the opinion of Reb Nosson, de tani oshia z'ira de min chavraya. The statement was made, zorak sakin lenuatza bekosel, if a person threw a knife to embed it in the wall, v'holcha v'shochta kedarko, and it ends up doing a good shchita, Reb Nosson machshir, Reb Nosson says it's kosher. V'chachamim postlim, the chachamim say it's pasul, v'hu tani la v'hu omar lo alocha ki Reb Nosson, we paskin like Reb Nosson. So we have this remarkable ruling that a person throws the knife, he intends to throw it, it's his strength, and it does a good shechita, even though there was no kavana for shechita, it's going to be a good kosher shechita, if indeed it cut properly. An obvious question that we have to explore is, how did the length of this knife come to shecht the animal? We have the concept that you're supposed to go holacha v'ha'va'a, to and fro, supposed to go both directions in order to shecht, and otherwise you have to have a very long knife so that the length of the knife is the equivalent of going to and fro. And Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b indeed addressed this and said indeed that we're dealing with a case, chutz litzavar kemo litzavar, that the length of the knife is such that protruding from the width of the neck of the animal is another width as far as the length of this knife goes, and indeed it's possible to do the shechita in one direction. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Gimel, where this halacha is brought, the statement is, Shechitas Chulin Eina Tzricha Kavana, the Shechita of Chulin does not require Kavana. We see by Kodshim that it does require Kavana, and the inference is made that apparently by Chulin it does not require Kavana. Afilu Misasik Ba'al Malachtoch, even if a person is just chopping, he does no intent, and he happens to cut this particular animal in a motion that's kosher for shechita, or zarak sakin lenoat zabekosal, he throws the knife to embed it in the wall, which was the case we were presented with in the Gemara, v'shachat kihilchasa, and it shecht properly, kishera, it's going to be kosher, v'hu shara'a, you're going to have to make sure that it didn't do any of the things that shechita is not allowed to do. Interestingly, the Mechaber allows circumstantial evidence. If you find the outer area of the neck was cut, so then you know that the knife cut through and did not get embedded, skipping the outer area. An interesting observation over here is that the Mechaber's wording is simply v'shochad kehilchasa, and it shecht properly. The Ramah adds in the words not kihilchasa, but bahalichasa, on its way, as opposed to on the bounce back. Because the bounce back would not be considered his strength. The going is going to be considered his strength. And that's why we needed Rashi's assumption that the length of the knife is such that it can shecht entirely going in one direction. Continuing in the Gemara cites another example of this principle that we need intent for the knife to be going. We need strength that the knife should be going, but we don't need intent for shechita. V'kulan sheshachtu, echeira shota v'katan. A person who's a deaf-mute, a person with low intelligence, and a person who's underage, does not have intent for the mitzvah. Kulan sheshachto, any one of those cases, shecht, v'acherim roin osan, shechitas and kshera, and someone watches that they're doing it correctly, the shechita is good. So if this person with mental challenge is able to do the shechita, he wields the knife well, as long as someone's watching, because we don't have confidence that he really understands the halachas, but as long as someone's watching and sees that he's doing it properly, the shechita is good, even though he's not investing it with any mitzvah intent. He's just obediently doing the cut. That's okay by chulin. And the Gemara explains that each of these cases has a nuance that's slightly different. In the case of the Chereshot of a Katan, Kamechaven Lushum Chaticha, at least they're intending to do a cut. They might not understand the mitzvah of Shechita, but they intend to do a cut. The other case, where it was thrown, there was no intent for a cut, but on the other hand, it's Mikoach Ben Das. It's from the strength of a person who could have done a shechita with intent. In any case, tzricha, these cases are going to be kosher. Although we don't have time, and it's beyond our session, but just to appreciate that this becomes a springboard for all kinds of other areas where the mitzvah got done correctly, but there was no intent. For example, right after the two dots, at the end of the smaller lines in the Gemara, Itmar. They learned, they explored the case of Nida Shenensa Vitavla, a woman who's a Nida, who ended up against her will in the water. She fell in. Is that a good tevila? Or do you need intent for the tevila? And we could explore any area of halacha if we come up with cases where it ended up getting done totally kosher, but there was no intent. What would be with matzahs that were made in a factory, etc.? Yashar koach, thank you for joining.